Since the Argyle and Sutherland band from Hamilton took the first Gardner Trophy and held it for years, bands from all over North America and Scotland have come back to take the challenge. Like the City of Toronto, followed by the Clan MacFarlane, the St. Catharines Pipe Band. From the United States, the Ogilvy Highlanders from Newcastle, Delaware. And who among us cannot feel a bit of a chill up the spine as you hear the music and watch the finals of the dance competitions? These young lassies have been practicing for this day for a long, long time. To win a dance medal at the Glengarry Games is akin to the Olympics themselves. These dances were for men only at one time, but now the Highland Flings, the Sword Dances, and the Chantreuse are famous the world over because of exciting performances such as these. These young ladies, some only 5 years old, are often only a quarter of a point apart when the final judging is over. They compete in various age groups, but young or younger, the colorful tartans of all the clans make a perfect center stage wherever Highland Games are held throughout the world. Dance individually, winning points in the movement of their hands, the feet, the head, and their carriage. They dance in twos, then threes, then a stage full of Highland sweethearts to bring a lump to the throat and a tug to the heart of every Scot within the sound or sight of a flying kilt and a wailing bagpipe. Thank you. to more band competitions where the Piper Society had to judge them two at a time because so many had come to perform. Judged on music selection, performance, and dress, the judges had a very difficult time choosing from among such entertaining bands as the Royal Canadian Legion from St. John, New Brunswick. Or the Clan Farquharson from London, Ontario. Olympic medals remain quite safe if you measure by time or height or speed or distance, for the track and field competitions are an opportunity for more fire and desire than finesse. The long jumpers don't have great speed or an abundance of takeoff power, but enthusiasm, how do you measure it? The competitors haven't provided historic moments at the games. There's always the copied style of a Harry Jerome or a Bill Cruthers. The Fosbury flop is being courted by the high jumpers who don't really care about aches and pains, for this is their annual try for a moment of glory. History is written at the games, however, for it was here that the then Prime Minister Mackenzie King opened the very first games. It was here he chose to make his last public address before retiring from office. It was here in his final address he officially welcomed Newfoundland as Canada's 10th province. Everyone dreams of becoming another wee Geordie and tossing that big caber to a new world record. It didn't happen this time either, but then most people don't train hard enough in their dreams. Maybe it's the imposing size of the caber tossers. Maybe it's the fear of a Ryle Scott. Whatever the reason, the weatherman has sure been scared to be unkind for the Maxville Games. He's allowed rain only once in all these years, and then just a wee drop. The competitions continue through the day. The girls' high jump, the girls' long jump, then the dash events. Meanwhile, the bands are playing and tuning and marching, for it's just about time for the march past of all the mass bands. There were only eight bands that first year, but 8 years ago, the Glengarry Games winner was designated as the North American champion. And ever since then, the bands have been arriving in embarrassing numbers. The music and dancers give the Scots a big thrill, but there's nothing quite like a Scotsman taking a look at thousands of his countrymen, especially when the price is right. And so the fans line up for hours to take advantage of the plane rides provided by the Brockville Flying Club. A brief aerial view, and then it's back down to earth again for more of the music and merriment of the Glengarry Games. Among the most coveted of the trophies is the Best Drum Major Award. Just reward for hours and hours of marching and practicing and marching some more while the rest of the gang is out for fun. As the 38 bands fill the fields, the Jam Grandstand salute the bands and the individual award winners. The fairgrounds are full for one last look at some of the most inspiring musicians in the world. The Glengarry Games are over for another year. They were bigger and maybe even better in some ways than the old Caledonian Games, so popular over 100 years ago. But here in Maxville, it's the work of the Peter McGinnises, John D. McRae's, and the late Major Angus MacDonald, or his successor, Chairman Angus H. MacDonnell of Alexandria. They inspired and nourished the games, but now it's back to the committee rooms. For the Glengarry Games in Maxville will be bigger and better next year.